When I'm building my wardrobe, I like to have lots of well-made pieces that mix and match well so I can create a whole bunch of different looks and always feel like what I'm wearing is high quality and looks good. That's why I like using Quince. I got a pair of corduroy pants from them that I have been using constantly in this cold weather we're having here in New York. I wear them out to dinner, but I also wear them to walk my dog in the park. I also got a lovely cashmere winter hat that I wear just about every day. So refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/54 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/54, all spelled out. Free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/54.
The real question is this. Was all this legal? Absolutely fucking not.
Hey, everyone. This is Leon from Prologue Projects. On this subscriber-only episode of 5-4, Peter, Rhiannon, and Michael are once again answering your questions. The last time we did a mailbag episode was 1 year ago. At the time, I said the administration was testing the limits of their power by ignoring existing laws and pretending the Constitution is just a set of suggestions. In the years since, we've seen the White House double down with terrible consequences.
Residents still mobilizing after an ICE officer shot and killed a 37-year-old mother.
Overnight, outrage in Minneapolis after the killing of Alex Preti.
Federal agents today arrested former CNN anchor Don Lemon and three others.
Uncertainty for two Chula Vista children. This week, ICE detained both their parents after they dropped the children off at school.
ICE agents detained her husband outside their Georgia home.
ICE agents used a crowbar to pry open his window before smashing it to pieces and then pulling him out of the vehicle.
Understandably, you all had questions. Can ICE agents be prosecuted? If so, how? Can the president unilaterally cancel the midterms? Is it even worth knowing your rights when there are videos showing federal agents routinely ignoring the Constitution every day? How does all of this reflect on the modern Supreme Court? This is 5-4. A podcast about how much the Supreme Court sucks.
Welcome to 5-4, where we dissect and analyze the Supreme Court cases that have removed our civil rights, like ICE being removed from Minneapolis.
Yeah,
I'm
hell
Peter.
Yeah.
I'm here with Michael.
Hey, everybody.
And Rhiannon.
Hey, y'all.
As you're all aware, over the winter, I got myself a big green sort of like military overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is so cool. I'm having a real cool guy winter. And then Greg Bovino started wearing a not totally dissimilar jacket. And everyone was like, he's in Nazi cosplay. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know necessarily that that's what he's doing. You know?
What am I signaling here when I'm in the Target parking lot?
Yeah.
What if he's just trying to be like a cool guy with like a cool fashionable jacket, you know? Anyway, no one listened to me, but now he's gone and it's been good for me because I feel I can freely wear it again. And
yeah,
it was the most expensive jacket I've ever bought.
Peter, it sounds like congratulations are in order. ICE out of Minneapolis and Greg Bovino out of whatever, acting director of ICE.
ICE out of Minneapolis, Peter out of the house with a cool jacket. All right, folks. We are doing a mailbag episode today. Every few months, we have to do one of these now, because people just keep peppering us with questions. Everyone's just like, how is this legal? Mm. How is this happening? And we have to explain.
Yeah.
We have to explain that it's not legal.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's happening anyway.
And that we don't know how it's happening.
Yeah.
So I think the place to start and the question we really got the most is about ICE. Several people asked whether it is possible or probable to arrest and prosecute ICE, especially for the murders of Renee Good and Alex Preti.
Mm-hmm.
There is sort of a sub-question here, which is, are there other ways to hold them accountable? But let's start with prosecutions, because I think this is sort of on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
And the answer is just a pretty straightforward, yeah. You know, you can,
for
you
sure
can arrest and prosecute federal officers for violating the law. The federal government is obviously not going to do it, but state and local authorities could do it.
Right. Murder is against the law in the state of Minnesota.
Right. And I can do that off the dome. No research. That's true. And so, yeah, I mean, in the case of Jonathan Ross, the killer of Renee Good, the feds sort of intervened and confiscated a bunch of evidence and said that they would not allow state and local authorities to investigate. So, yes, the feds are able to impede these investigations, but there is video in both cases. There are witnesses in both cases. You know, you can subpoena evidence in both cases. Convictions have been gotten on less.
Hey, folks, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, you're going to have to subscribe. This episode is one of our premium Patreon-only episodes. Membership starts at just $5 a month, so if you want to hear the rest, join us at patreon.com/54pod. That's 54pod, all spelled out. Members get a bunch of stuff. Not only do you get access to the premium episodes, but access to subscriber-only events, discounts on merch, and at the $10 a month level, you get bigger discounts on merch and membership in the incredibly rowdy 5-4 Slack. So again, that's patreon.com/54pod, 54pod all spelled out. Become a member today.